Well, a boar, you could refer to a wild pig, something like that.
All right. Do you think of a boar more in terms?
Yeah, in terms of something wild.
Wild. All right. What about a male hog that's been deprived of its original equipment?
I just say it's been castrated.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't want to say the word. I wanted you to pronounce the word. But what do you call a hog that's been castrated?
I don't know.
Well, do you know the term barrow or barrow?
Huh.
Not familiar with that. The stiff hairs on a hog's neck are called?
I don't know.
Well, on a toothbrush.
Bristles.
Yeah. And the two things that a wild hog has, two?
What, two teeth, two fangs?
Yeah. What do you call them on an elephant?
Tusk.
All right. And a hog eats from a?
A bin.
Yeah. Do you ever call it anything else?
A trawl.
In the plural?
Troughs.
And now this is some stuff that you just pass over them if you're not familiar. But the sound a cat makes being weaned.
A cat makes being weaned.
Yeah.
I've never heard.
Well, but you think of the noise a cat makes, you know.
What, a moo?
Yeah, all right. Now that would be more of a contented sound, yeah. Wouldn't it? This is more of one of when they're unhappy.
What, a baa or something like that?
Yeah. How about a sound a horse makes at feeding time?
What, whinnies or something like that?
Yeah. And if you say, now I'm going to go out and feed the...
What, the horses?
Well,
cows?
Yeah, you feed all of these animals.
What, livestock?
All right. And if you have some poultry here, say I'm going to go out and feed
the chickens.
What do you call a hen sitting on an egg?
A hen.
All right. Would you call it a setting hen or a hatching hen or a fucking hen or a brooder?
I've heard setting hen. That's something I would use.
This is a small thing that a chicken lives in, is more what? Carried around in. A chicken.
What? A chicken what? Pen or something like that?
No, this starts with a C.
Oh, a chicken coop.
Yeah. It's a bone. Chicken bone that kids play with. One takes either end and they pull it.
But a wishbone?
All right. Do you ever call anything besides a wishbone?
Hmm.
What? Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
Occasionally.
Do you remember how it worked? Who got the wish?
The person with the long end.
All right. Now, what do you call the? Do you have any name for the edible insides of a pig or a calf? You know what they call the intestines of a hog that are sometimes fried? Some people eat them.
Never heard of it.
Did you ever hear of chitlins?
Yeah. But then, I never have eaten any.
Okay. And the time when animals are given their food is called?
What, feeding time?
All right. Did you ever live on a farm or work on a farm?
Huh.
Do you know how people call cows in from the pasture?
Call cows in? No, not offhand.
Or how they make what they say to them to make them stand still at milking time?
Just whoa or something like that.
And that's horses.
That's horses.
Yeah. Or calls to calves. How about calls to mules or horses to make them turn left and right?
I don't know.
You ever heard that they say? Two things, they're G and Haw.
Yeah.
Do you know which is which?
No.
okay. Or calls from horses to get them in from the pasture.
What'd you say here? Here, boys. Right.
What now? These cattle out here. Does the man who takes care of them ever call them in?
Huh.
He never.
No, well, that's my father, and he never called
them. He never called them at all. So they just. But if you were going to call them, you'd. So you have a cattle farm here, and